Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Let's pick it up from the second wide line, Tanya, on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ber Sado, Kachayim Minhagan Shel Anshei Yerushalayim. This is the minhag. This was the minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim. Adam Yosef Mebeso of Lulav Biyado. When they used to leave their houses, Lulav Biyado, the Lulav was in their hands. Holech Lebeis HaKnesses, Lulav Biyado. They went to shul, they had the Lulav. Kore Kriyashma, Umispalel, Lulav Biyado. Kriyashma, and they daven, Lulav Biyado, the Lulav was in their hands. Kore But Torah, they learned, Vinosias Kapav, and they duchened, Messias Kapayim, and Manicho Agabikarka. So then, they put it down, right? Because Kori Batorah, Rashi explains, they're going to get involved in the Sugya, and the Mefarshim say, so they have to put it down. And also by Nesias Kapayim, right? The halacha is, you got to have to, literally, Nesias Kapayim. You can't be holding anything. So therefore, they put it down. Interesting, Agabikarka. Right, not on a chair, not on a table, agabikarka. So that doesn't have inherent kedusha. Holech levaker cholim ulanachim avelim lulav biyado. They go to do biker cholim nichim avelim. They have their lulav. Nichlas the beis hamedrash mishager lulavo biyad beno ubiyad avda ubiyad shlucho. And when they go to the beis medrash, then they send their lulav somewhere else. I'm sorry, just to correct, kori batorah is kriyas haTorah. They had to put it down. That was because of the Sefer Torah. This latter point of Nichlas the Beis HaMedrash, that's where Rashi says, Tarid Bishmaitza V'Yipo Miyadav. They're going to be involved in the Sugya. They're not going to realize anything else that's happening in their life. They're going to be so involved. So therefore, it's not going to be safe for the Lulav and Esther and Dalam Minim. They have to put it down. So they give it to their son or their Eved or their Shliach. My Kamash Malan, what is the whole Brisa coming to teach me? Lohodiacha Kama HaYuzrizin B'Mitzvahs. They couldn't put the Lulav down. Right, they had to have it, and throughout their day they were involved. Okay, a couple of points to mention. Number one, what about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? Is this an appropriate minhag for Bizman Hazeh? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Taf Reish Nun Beis, the Shulchan Aruch at the end of the Siman quotes this minhag. Taf Reish Nun Beis, I'll read it to you from the we'll see the Bikur Yaakov in a minute. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Vahamedaktik ye'echos halulav biyado kishenichnas bi'beiso lebeis haknesses gam b'shas hatfila." Those who are careful, those who are medaktik, hold the lulav when they go into their houses lebeis haknesses. Why the what's vahamedaktik? Our Gemara says Anshei Yerushalayim used to carry their lulav everywhere where they went on Sukkos. What's the medaktik? So the question the Bach deals with is, is this an appropriate behavior for anybody who wants? We discussed this once before. We had this back in the earlier perek where we discussed, is it appropriate for somebody to be machmir to eat very little bit, even inside the sukkah? Less than a beitza. You have to be machmir. So then what we said there, there was a story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and they used to eat even a little bit. They said, ha'aleim la'sukkah, the Mishnah we had earlier, where some of the Tanaim were very makbid, back on Chav Vav Amabez, Ma'isav Evilo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, L'domas Atavshil, or Gamliel, ha'aleim la'sukkah. And the Gemara says, and then the Gemara brings a story, it seems to be against the rule that you don't have to eat that in the sukkah. So the Gemara said, no, the Chiddush is less bo mishum yuhara. There's no yuhara, that's okay. That's not bringing undue attention. Why? The Maariv Chayis there said, because nobody knows. Nobody knows how much you're eating in the sukkah. So there's no problem. So the Bach deals with an ar sugya. Is this an appropriate minhag for anybody? That's why maybe it says v'hamedaktik. The Bach says, if somebody is medaktik in other mitzvos, so then they can take this behavior upon themselves and carry the lulav and esrog everywhere throughout the day. But if somebody has other, if all of us, we have other things to work on, we're not the highest level. So maybe it's not the most appropriate behavior. That's how the Bach understands the line of the Shulchan Aruch as a limiting factor for olam hazeh. V'hamedaktik, those are medaktik in other areas, right? That's the Torah's lashon, is medaktik b'ma'asaf. That is the Bach and the Taz's understanding of this limit. But if you look in the Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch Lanier says, well, maybe a little bit you could expand. Okay, walking around all day, going to the, taking trips, and walking with the Lulav and Esrog, maybe that's not appropriate for all of us. But to hold it a little bit, after Hallel, after the Hoshanas, you want to extend it a little bit, that's not Mechzi Mishum Yorah. And also, he says, I think it's a good idea. So, it doesn't look like it's a Masui, that you throw it off, as soon as you can. So, yes, okay, maybe to walk around, if you go visit somebody today, to walk around the Yul Ben Esrog, maybe we're not on the level of the Anshei Yerushalayim, but, you know, not to rush to get rid of it as soon as we can. Number one on this Gemara. Two other points related to this Tosefta that's quoted here. Right, you think it's just a nice hashkafic agadic Tosefta, but there are many important halachas learned from this. Number two, it sounds like from this Gemara that they were holding their dalad mina before they davened. That's the simple understanding. It says they came to shul and the dalad mina was in their hands. They say kriyas, but it sounds like they had it beforehand. So this relates to that machlokas tour in the Rambam, or other Rishonim, relating to when is the Ikar Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. The Shulchan Aruch says, the tour of the Shulchan Aruch after HaChazar HaShatz. That's when we make the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tuf Reish Mem Dalad, Shachris Achar Chazaras HaTfila, Notes Lin HaLulav, Umevarchan on Netilas Lulav, Beferish. Right, when the minhag of many, Klal Yisrael, to make the bracha of Adat Ilazulav, and don't pick it up until after Chazaras HaShatz. And the Achronim, obviously, quote the Arizal. The Arizal says, do it very early in the morning, in the Sukkah, be Mekasher, the mitzvah of Dalamir, the mitzvah of Sukkah. But this Gemara sounds like it did in the morning. Right, that's not a proof positive, but that is also an important ha'ara from this Gemara. The other larger point I wanted to mention is the beautiful discussion of the Mishnas Yaveis. Which is Yavis Rav Zhalti. Rav Zhalti quotes from the Rambam in Hilchas Avel. What if somebody has two mitzvahs in front of them to do? I want to go visit somebody in the hospital and I have to do Nicham Avelim. Which do I do first? Says the Rambam, Yirali. Yirali meaning, he doesn't have basis for this in a source, but it's just based on Svara, that Nicham Avelim comes first. Nicham Avelim comes before Biker Cholim. Why? The Rambam gives a Svara. Because Nicham Avelim is Chesed Im Hachai and Chesed Im Hameis. That's the Rambam, Nicham Avelim. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Biker Cholim, is only Chesed Machai. That's the Rambam's Lashon. Fine. What's the question? Ask the Ar Sameach. Our Gemara is against the Rambam. Why? Because what does our Gemara say? What's the order? Holech Levaker Cholim Ulanachem Avelim Lulav Obiado. In our order, the Brisa says Biker Cholim comes first. So if you look in the Rush, the Ar Sameach points out that the Rush and our Gemara has the opposite Girsa. The Rosh has Lenachem Avelim, and then the Biker Cholim. That's it. So, no problem. The problem is, the Rambam quotes this Anshei Yerushalayim also in Hilchos Sukkah, and has our Girsa. Does not have the Rosh's Girsa. So we're still stuck, according to the Rambam. Why? What's the difference? Our Gemara says Anshei Yerushalayim that you do Biker Cholim first, while when it comes to Jeder, Rambam says Hilchos Avel, Yir Elisha, Nicham Avelim comes before Biker Cholim. So the Mishnas Yaveis, other Achronim also discusses, have a beautiful idea. And that is, first of all, what's the Raya that Nicham Avelim is Chesed Im Hameis? What does Nicham Avelim have to do with this? There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Beis. The Gemara there says, what if you have a Mace who has no relatives? No relatives. So the Gemara says, Meis she'ein lo menachmin, holchen asara b'nei adam, v'yoshvin bimkomo. And the Rambam quotes this, if you have a meis that doesn't have any avelim, you have 10 people that come to their house, they sit, they pretend to be avelim. You like act it out in the place of the meis. Right, so it's amazing. This nicham avelim is chesed im ha-meis, not just chesed im ha-chai. Says Rav Zhalti, that's generally. Nicham Avelim is Chesed Machai Chesed Mameis. But remember, our Gemara, you're holding a little bit Esrog. What are we talking about? It's Yontif. What kind of Avelis is there on Yontif? What kind of Nicham Avelim is there on Yontif? The Rambam Shita is that Yontif breaks Avelis. Totally. Other Rishonim maybe say that maybe there's Avelis Bitsina for Yontif. But the Rambam Shita is that there's no Avelis on Yontif. Zero. Right? It breaks it. If somebody's sitting Shiva, somebody's Shloshim, boom, it's finished. They cannot coexist. Simchas Yontif and the mitzvah of Avelus. So therefore, what's the Gemara talking about? When you have Nicham Avelim, when you have Lulav and Esrog, it must be, it only has the other element of Nicham Avelim on Yontif. Chesed Im Hameis, not Chesed Im Hachai, because there's no Avelus on Yontif. So Dafka, our Gemara, has Biker Cholim first. Because in our Gemara, the Nicham Avelim involved here is only Chesed Im Hameis. And that's why our Gemara has Biker Cholim before. Chesed Im Hachai comes before Chesed Im Hameis. On a weekday, when you have both elements of Nicham Avelim, so that's where the Rambam says, Yerali, that Nicham Avelim goes first. Our Gemara is different, because our Gemara is talking about Yontif. Asher Nira Lomar Bezal, read it. This is in Yaradeya Simon Lamed Zayin, in the Mishnah Yavetz. Deikar Denichem Avelim Beregel, who rak Mishim Kavad Ames. Velo Mishim Avelim Atzmam. Kiva Dein Lohem Din Avel Beregel. Elashish Chovas Nichem Beregel, Mishim Chovas Ames. Tahari Zekimo Mace Ein Lo Avelim. Right? Yantiv is like a mace without people who need comfort. And that's why it answers the Arsa Meas question. You don't have to change the Girsa, like the Rush says. The Rush changes the Girsa. Why? Because the Rush holds like the Ramban that there is a Velus on Yantif. So there is both, right? There's Chesed Machai and Chesed Amei. That's why the Rush has to change the Girsa. Because Nechem Avelim comes first, even on Yantif, because there are Avelim even there. Okay, if you have, it's a beautiful piece, if you want to look it up, in Yaradei Simon Lamed Zayin from Rav Zsolti, one of the greats, in the chief rabbi of the Yir HaTika in the 1960s. Okay, let's continue. We are up to the last line, on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yantif. So, last daf here in Lulav HaGasim, one of the most jam-packed prakim in all of Shas. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yantif. We try to make Bezeshev every pair of jam-packed, but Lulav HaGasim really, in terms of the material that is written on it. So, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yantif. Remember the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yossi held that a Yantif Harishon, the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, and somebody by mistakes carry his lulav into Rishus HaRabim, he is not chayv a karban chatas. Putter. Why? Because usually a karban chatas is when you are a pure shogeg, and you have no excuse, and you should have known better, so you have to do tshuva, and you have to bring karban chatas. But Rabbi Yossi says, in the case where you are going to do a mitzvah, there is no karban chatas. Why? His lashon is, b'nei shehotzio birshus. Because you had a certain halachic license. Not really. What you did was aser. But because you are involved in a mitzvah, so that is the sugya of ta b'dvar mitzvah. And Yossi says that you are pater from a karban in that case. Good. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi Amar Yantif. Amar Abaya. Lo shanu. When do we say that you're pater from the karban? Ela shalo yatzaba. That if you haven't been yotze, your mitzvah of dalan minim yet, and you're on your way to do the mitzvah, so that's why you have the patur, because you're involved, you're so excited in doing the mitzvah, so you can't, you lost yourself, and you carried out. Aval yatzabo, but if you have already been yotze the mitzvah, and now let's say you're just being like Anshe Yerushalayim, right, you're just carrying it more, then you're chayiv karban. Why? Because you're not involved in the mitzvah anymore. Not involved. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. How does that work, though? Ha, here's the lie that we've referred to a few times already in the Masechta. Ha mida'ag be nafik be. What do you mean? Right when you pick it up, you are yotze the mitzvah. So what do you mean you haven't been yotze? You're carrying it out. Right? This is, we had the four opinions of Tosfos on Daf Lamed Tes 4 days ago about how do you make over lasiyasan, how do you do the bracha if mida'ag be nafik be? Right? Because of this line. So Tosfos had the four different opinions. Shelo latzeis, upside down, have it on the table, pick up three minim. That was all the different days of Tosfos. Back on the Flamet test. So the Gemara says, how do you ever have a case where you're carrying your lulav in Rishus HaRabim and you haven't been yotze your mitzvah yet? Mida'ag v'nafik bey. That's the question. So, two answers. Amar Abaye, answer one. Kishe hafacho. You held it upside down. Upside down. This is one of the opinions Tosfos says. Held it upside down. Tosfos here notes, Mida itzrich, top Tosfos. From the fact that the Gemara had to mention upside down and didn't just say, well, you didn't have kavana to do the mitzvah. Tosfos says, this is the Gemara in Shas. Again, you got to put six Gemaras together. This Gemara proves to us, mitzvos ain't srichas kavana. Mitzvos do not require kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. If you have an act of a mitzvah which you do, finished. You did the mitzvah. Okay, it's best to always have kavana and to think that Hashem commanded it, and that's why I'm doing the mitzvah. But here says Tosfos, why doesn't the Gemara just say you are having kavana to bring it to shul? So it must be, says Tosfos, that this Gemara holds is according to the opinion of mitzvos ein tzrichas kavana. Because here, you did not have it in mind, and Tosfos says it doesn't work for the question that Abaye asked on Rav in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Getting a couple of Gemaras. Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amoraim, Machlokas Aposkim. Whether we all miss a Srichos Kavana or ain't Srichos Kavana. Lomaisa, we always like to quote the Radvaz. The Radvaz quoted in the Magen Avram in Simon Samach and Arachayim. That is a distinction, Lomaisa. By Mitzvahs Dol Raisa, we pask in Mitzvahs Srichos Kavana. And by Mitzvahs Durabanan, we pask in Mitzvahs ain't Srichos Kavana. That is a generalization, not 100% always, but it's a generalization. And that's why we're Machmer at both ends. If I did a mitzvah daraisa without a bracha, I'm sorry, without kavana, I should try to do it again. Because mitzvah srichas kavana, I wouldn't repeat a bracha because there are opinions that say I was ready yotze, but I would do it again. And on the other hand, if by a mitzvah drabanan, even if I didn't have kavana, I'm machmir to assume that I might have been yotze. And that's why the example we like to give, Sfirasa Omer. Somebody asked me what night it is, and it's already the time to count. So we're machmir like Rov Rishonim that holds Sfirasa Omer as a mitzvah drabanan today. And therefore we say what yesterday was. We don't say what tonight is. Because if I say what tonight is, even if I don't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, maybe I'd be yotze. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah daraisa today. Fine. But according to Tosfos and Rov Rishonim, it's drabanan today. That's why we do not count even without kavana. Right? Mitzvahs, eitz v'chas kavanas. That is Tosfos' ara right here. So that's the answer number one. How do I carry it in the street without being yotze? So I turned it upside down, and I'm only yotze dalan minim derek gedelasan. And therefore, if I wasn't holding it as it grows, right, which is the Gemara later on, we'll have a Derek de Lasan, Memeim Abeis. So then I wasn't Yotze yet. Number one. Number two, Rava Amar, Afilu Teva Shelo Hafcho, right, even if you're holding it straight, so why weren't you Yotze yet? Hachamayaskinen, Gochotzio Bikli. You had it in a vase. You're carrying the Dalet Minim in a vase as you walk through the street. Says the Gemara, "V'harabahu damar lakicha yidav rachash v'lakicha." But didn't we have earlier that if I take the lulav by means of something else, right? We have the case we have a scarf or gloves. You're yotze. It's shmalakicha. So the Gemara says, "Wait a minute, hani mila derakavon." Fine, if you're holding it and you're really holding it, it's your fingers, it's your hands, and it's just wrapped in something. Then fine, that's derakavon. Avol derak bizayon lo. But if it's disgraceful, it's like in a kli, it's as if you don't want to hold a lulav. So then that's not called an atila, that's not called a lakicha, and therefore you would be able to have a case where you haven't been yotze yet. So that is number two. Rava says, hotzio b'kli. The Rishonim here ask, if it's Shabbos, so what about, forget the dalan minim, aren't you chayiv on the kli? So the Rishonim say, no, the Ritva says, Beferish, Mishnah Shabbos says, if you have a item in a kli, so the kli is tafel, and therefore you're not chayiv on the kli, because it is not the ikar, you're only chayiv on the ikar and not the tafel, right? Remember the mace al hamita, your pater al hamita, mace tfelolo, shamita tfelolo, we have the Mishnah in Meseches Shabbos. Ask the Bikur Yaakov, I think we mentioned this all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, but it's a great discussion to mention again. And that is, we're talking about what is a lakicha, and what is called picking it up, what's the mitzvah, and the Gemara is struggling, what's the case where you haven't been yotze yet? So the Bikur Yaakov's question is, what is the halacha in a case, or how do you define the mitzvah of netilas lulav? Is it the maisa netila, or is it the fact that it is in your hand? L'may nafka mina, what if I picked up the dalan minim before the zman of the mitzvah? Before dawn. I'm so excited. I want to have it at the first second that I can. I've been looking forward to Sukkot for 13 months. Right? I've been so excited. So even before dawn, I'm holding it. So the first second I can be yotze. And then it's dawn. Am I yotze the mitzvah? I didn't pick it up during the time of the mitzvah. I only had it in my hands at the time of the mitzvah. Is that good enough? Is the picking up part of the Maisa mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? Or is it just having it in your hands? Right, that's the question of the Bikur Yaakov. Nistapakti. Mishanada Lulav kodam amurashachar vadayinu biyado ad achar neitzachama. Viyachar kach shinichu miyado imsorach shuvlach servalitzlo. Im no marshalakicha hi a mitzvah. The taking it, the hainu she yitlu viyaviu liyado, and then you would not be yotzei. Or do I say no? Name the mitzvah lakicha rak sheyia biyado v'kivishu biyado be'ez achiv yatzah. Isn't it good enough? So he says, maybe you could prove it from the Gemara we had earlier. Remember, Tosfos has four opinions. What do you do for overlas yasan? So what was one of the opinions? One of the opinions Tosfos is kavana shelo latzeis. That was one of the suggestions of Tosfos. You have kavana shelo latzeis. You make the bracha, then you have kavana to be yotzei. So you didn't do a new ma'isa lakicha. So Tosfos, and Lechora, that's not what the other Rish, is that what the other days of Tosfos are arguing on him? Maybe. But at least there's one day in there that sounds like you don't need a Maisa Lekicha. Unless you say, Bikur Yaakov, unbelievable, that maybe that case is different. Maybe it's different when I picked it up B'Shas Chiyuv and didn't have Kavanah to be Yotze, so there that's still called a Maisa Lekicha. Masha Enkin, if I picked it up at a time when it was Mufta for Mitzvos, it wasn't the day of Sukkot yet. Maybe that's worse. Maybe that's more of a hafka. So maybe you can't compare those two cases. Back and forth, intellectual honesty, going back and forth. But then he says, I have a raya, our Gemara. Why didn't our Gemara is struggling. What's a case where you have it in your hands and you weren't Yotzei yet and you're walking in the street? Why didn't our Gemara suggest that you picked it up before dawn and then you're walking in the street? It must be, says the Bikur Yaakov, that the mitzvah is Yehei Biyado and not the Netila. It doesn't reject this one. And as he says, Ela Al Karchach, our Gemara, Yatza Delekicha Mikri Kozman Shu Biyado. Right, you could also say the Gemara didn't want to give such a wild case, that's not so common. Okay, either way, the Gemara many times gives unusual cases, but that is the Bikur Yaakov. One final point, and that is, the Ritva here asks a question on the Rif. The Rif quotes this Gemara of Mida Agve, of Yatzebo, Lo Yatzebo, and the Pater, Hotzio Bershus, the line in the Mishnah that says if you carry it out, Hotzio Bershus, your Pater. Ask the Ritva, why is the Rif quoting that? Hilchos Karbanos. Lamaisa, what difference does it make to us? So the Ritva just says, maybe he only quotes it to teach us this line of Mida Agve Nafek Bay. The fact that the Gemara has to make the Ukimta of what's the case that your Pater, you're right. Hilchos Karbanos, the Rif doesn't talk about. But maybe because of that line in Bidagmi Nafak Bay, that's why he quotes it. Okay, Vaiter. Says the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna. Omer Haya Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi in our Mishnah quoted the concept of Tav Dvar Mitzvah in one context by Sukkah, by Lulav. So now we're going to have it. Says Rav Huna. He also says it in the following context. Ola Sa'of. Shenif says Bein Agafayim. What's an Ola Sa'of? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Zvachim that the southwest corner of the Mizbeach was a very busy place. Some items were done on the top of the Mizbeach, on the southwest corner, and some items were done at the bottom. Remember, the southwest corner was where they had the two holes in the Yesod. That's where the Shvicha Shirayim took place, of the outer Karbanos, of the inner Karbanos. And that's where the Chatas Ha'of. Chatas Ha'of, if you remember, Chatas and Ola switch by birds. By animals, the sprinkling of a Chatas is above the Chutas Sikra on the Kronos, and by an Ola below the Chutas Sikra. By birds, it switches. By birds, the Olas Ha'of is squeezed down on top, and the Chatas on the bottom. So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Zvachim that the southwest, did I say southeast before? It was all southwest. Southwest corner of the Mizbeach, under Lamata, is where the Chatas Ha'of was done. Ola Sa'of, the Avoda, was done on the southeast corner, except when it got very, very busy. When it got very, very busy, then they were allowed to do even the Ola on the southeast. So that's the case we're talking about here. You found that Kohen took a bird. He thought it was a Chatas bird, because it was the southwest corner. But the problem was, it was a case where there was an overflow, and there was Ola birds on the southeast corner. By mistake, he ate it. Ola Sa'of is supposed to be eaten, right? Chatas Sa'of is... But I'm sorry, Ola Sa'of is burned totally. Chatas Sa'of is eaten. So you got mixed up. So that's the case. Ola Sa'of, Shinipseis Ben Agafayim, and Ola Sa'of that was found amongst the other birds. Ukesavar Chatas Sa'ofi, the Achla Pater. So he's Pater. That's a case of, Rav Huna says, Rav Yossi would say Pater here because of Tabat Var Mitzvah. So my Kamashal, Tabat Var Mitzvah, Pater, Hainu Hach. What's the Chiddush? Of course. That's Rav Yossi Shita. So Ma'od Etema, no. You might have thought, Hasamhu, only in our Mishnah. Do you say that there's a tour of the karban? The tabed var mitzvah pater hayinu to avad mitzvah, because you at least did the mitzvah there. You brought the dalan medium and then you did the mitzvah. Aval hacha, but here you ate a karban. You just did something wrong. Tabed var mitzvah v'lo avad mitzvah. Emalo. Maybe Rabbi Yossi only says tabed var mitzvah works when you actually did a mitzvah, but not here. Kamash malon, we say even if tabed var mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah, it still works. It still works. You're called, you have a p'tur. You have a p'tur. The Achronim try to formulate what exactly, how does this work? You did a show, it's not a shogeg? Pious Pasha is not called a shogeg. Is it called misasek? Is it called ones? You have some type of p'tur that you're not chayif in a karban. Good. So that is number two. The Achiezer has an important ha'ara here in the tshuva. Rav Chaim Moser, Chela Gimel Simen Pe Gimel. These two cases that we just quoted aren't exactly the same. Another difference from the Gemara. Tabat Var Mitzvah, there are two ways that could work. Are you actually doing the mitzvah when you do the Avera? Or is it a preparatory stage? Right? By Lulav, whatever the yukimta is, upside down or ayedavar acher, you're not doing the mitzvah yet as you do the aveira. You're on your way. It's a hechsher. Mashekid, here you're eating, yet you think you're doing the mitzvah. So which is better, which is worse? So you might even say, even the Argamar says it in one direction, that the bigger chiddush is the case of karbanos, because you're not doing the mitzvah, but on the other hand, it's lesser of a chiddush, because there you think you're actually doing the mitzvah. Mashekin, in the lulav case, you're on your way to do the mitzvah. So you have to look, the Gemara, there are a few sugyas, many sugyas in Sanhedrin, about Tavit Var Mitzvah, one of the sugyas, I should say, because it's a similar, not actually, said I take that back. Right, that's the case of a different Torah's case. But Torah's mitzvah is in Shabbos. That's where we had it last. But every case could be analyzed a little differently. Let's get up to the Mishnah. Then I want to make one more comment on Karbanos. But first, let's continue. Meisvei, Rabbi Yossi Yomar Shochet is a Tamid. Sheinu Mevukar Kil Chaso B'Shabbos. We know what carbon Tamid has to be checked for Mumin for 4 days before you shecht it. Right? There's a special Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash, which had animals that were checked for 4 days before you brought it as a carbon tamid, and then you bring it, right, that's the muck, one of the two reasons, if you remember, for slichos. Why we say slichos for at least 4 days? We always started a Motzei Shabbos, but we always needed at least 4 days. Ashkenazic custom, because we check ourselves for mumin at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, before we're okayed ourselves the day of the Akedah. So if somebody checks a carbon tamid, what if they took an unchecked carbon? Unchecked. They made a mistake. They went to the Eino Mavukar office room instead of the Mavukar. Chayiv Chatas v'tzorach Tabin Acher. So Chayiv Chatas. Because it's a moom and you have to bring a different carbon tabin. Wait a minute. You're Chayiv a carbon Chatas? Why are you Chayiv a Chatas? It's Tabin Var Mitzvah. So answers the Gemara, it's your fault. Amale Barmina Deahi. No, excluding that one. To Idmar Law, Amar Shmuel Bar Chitai, Amar Rav Amnuna Saba, Amar Rav Yisra Bar Ashiyan, Amar Ravun Amar Rav. It wasn't that he took it from the Lishka that he was supposed to take it, and then it was a mistake. No, he took it from the wrong place. So it's more of a pshia. That's not Tavid Var Mitzvah, where it's totally, you lost yourself. You took it from the wrong place, and therefore you can't call this a Tavid Var Mitzvah. Rashi says this is Karov Lamezid. Karav Lamezid, and therefore, this is not called Ta'a Bidvar Mitzvah. Major Machlokas, we've shown him here. What happens if after you checked the animal, you checked it, it didn't have a mum? It didn't have a mum. So the Arzarua says, if it didn't have a mum, I'm not sure. The Arzarua says, I'm not sure if it didn't have a mum, are you still going to be, is it still going to be an Aveira? Good, you're right, Lachan Chilu, you shouldn't have done it. But b'di'eved, this Arzarua Nichlas Psachim, Os Reish Tezayin. The Arzarua says, Ve'ein b'yadi lefaresh, im abikur ma'akev imlav. Umistavra, he says, I have one Gemara that seems to say it's na ma'akev. Ella, you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, hol v'anu ro machshav lefaneinu, since you check now, she'ein bo shum mum, shochtinu makriven oso, hol v'lesle mevukar. Let's say you shechted it, and you didn't burn it yet. That's a case. Right, you have to take another one. So Arzarua says, I doubt it. I doubt it because, you know, you checked. What's my raya? Remember the Gemara at the time of the Churban in Baba Kama? That they used to, you know, lower money outside the wall and get an animal back, right, raised up on the other side of the wall. Pashtus, those weren't nifkar mimum for 4 days beforehand, and they still brought that. Unless you say shasa tchak shiny. But he says, from that Gemara, you would say maybe it doesn't have mimuvukar b'di'evet. But he says, I'm not sure. Who's sure about it? Tosfos. Tosfos right here. This is a Tosfos quoted all over by the Achronim. Tosfos right here says, Afilu nimsa tam. Even if you find it to be a tam, you're chai v'chatos. You don't see a mum. Mishum deton biker dalin mum kadem shchita. You learn it from Gzeirah Shava. It's a dinli kuva. That's Tosfos. Like the Arzarua has a suffix about it, but Tosfos says, Beferish. You're chayiv. Even if you check for mumin afterwards. So question. Tosfos doesn't explain exactly why. So there are still two ways, one more extreme than the other. So why is it that if you check afterwards, you don't find the mum, are you still chayav achadas? So the Meiri has the less exciting shita. The Meiri says, well, it's a little tosfos, she'eno, right? The Meiri says that, well, there are some mumin that won't be noticeable after you shechted it. So even though you checked and it didn't have a mum, it could be that it had a mum and you just you can't see it now. It's not, maybe it only shows it before it dies. You have to check before. That's the Meiri, that's the less extreme formulation of Tosfos and Shita. But if you take a Kipshuta, you might say, even if there was no mum, It's just the din of checking. That itself is ma'akev. That itself is ma'akev. And it's called shechting or being makriv an animal she'ena mavukar. Right? Similar. Not exactly the same, but similar in the world of aseis. The Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam that there's a separate mitzvah aseh to check the simanim of animals. The bedika simani behema v'chaya, simani ov, simani dagim, simani shratz, or chagavim. Four different mitzvahs I say, the Rambam and the Chinuch count, checking the kosher signs. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? You have to check the kosher animal. If it's not kosher, it's an aveira. But it's not a separate mitzvah I say to check simanim. So the Rambam and the Chinuch counted. Kuf nun gimel in the Chinuch, kuf nun hey in the Chinuch. Right, all these mitzvahs right here. Kuf nun ches, right in the Parsha Shmini. But the Chinuch has an amazing line. The Chinuch says, what if I checked an animal without checking the simanim? The overall I have a lo badak. Ela sharaba simin ha'echad v'samach alav. V'yachal mimena. And I ate from it. Afal pi shematza achar ki sheheter heter achal. Bitil asei zesho b'dika samanim. You mevatel yasei. Mevatel yasei of checking. Fine, you didn't eat treif. But you mevatel the mitzvah of checking. Because as the Achronim explained, it's a mitzvah on the gavra. It's not a din in the chefza behema. The chefza behema might be kosher. It doesn't have any movement. But it's a mitzvah sagavra that you have to check. And if you did it, you mevatel it. So similarly here. Again, it's not the same exact case, because here we're talking about bringing a chatas. That chinuch is about a mitzvah aseh, a bittel aseh. Here it's about chayav chatas. If you say tosa, that's a more extreme. That if you say you're going to be chayav chatas in this case, because it's Shabbos. I didn't explicate that. It's Shabbos, and you shechted a carbon tamid on Shabbos. So if it's Zayin Mavukar, how can you do that? So you don't have the heter of tamid dvar mitzvah.
Sounds like it's a question of whether it's
right, is it a siyag daraisa or it's just a metzias? Right, it's a metzias wise. Okay, maybe one final point. We'll try to squeeze it before we continue. And that is the Kapos Tamarim asks on this sugya, how can he make it? We say by in the last case, it was his fault. He took it from the office. That was eino mavukar. But what about the earlier case, the chatas and the ola animals? There's a big difference between the two in terms of halacha. In terms of halacha, there's a big difference between the avoda of the chatas and the ola. The halacha is, by an olas ha'of, they have to cut off the head totally. You have to be mavdil it. And by the chatas ha'of, you're not allowed to. It's an isser, lo yavdil. It's a preferred pasuk, earlier in Vayikra. So how can there be a difference, asked the Kapos Tamarim. So he answers, it must be that only during the avoda is there a difference. But later, the chatas ha'of, but when you eat it, you're not allowed to separate the head. When you cook it, so it must be, it was afterwards, it got mixed up, so that's why he wasn't sure about it. But whenever this comes up, not too often, but we always like to mention the beautiful thought of the Shemi Shmuel. What's the symbolism of the mitzvah that you have to cut off the head of the Ola Sa'of and not allow to of the Chata Sa'of? So what does each one come for? This explains the Shemi Shmuel. The Ola Sa'of, Chazal say Olas, is Mechaper for Hirhure Aveira. Hir Aveira, the thoughts of an Aveira. So ask the Shemi Shmuel, what when we call it Hirhurei Halev, I'm sorry, Hirhurei Halev. So why do we call it Hirhurei Halev? Thoughts are in the brain. Hirhurei Amoach. Why do we call it Hirhurei Halev? Because a lot of times, we can't control something that goes into our brain for a second. It's hard for us. But if we let it get to our hearts, that's our fault. If it goes into our head and we like push it out, fine. But if it goes to the heart, that's the problem. So by an Ola, what do? We cut it. We cut the head. That's our tikkun. This is what we should have done. We should have stopped it in the head and not let it get to our heart. Masha'ekein by a chatas. What's every chatas chaya for? Because of ma'isa b'shogeg. What was the problem for a carbon chatas? We didn't use our head. Right? We acted without thinking. If we would have thought about it, we wouldn't have done the shogeg. So that's why we dafka don't cut it. To be besakein that we cannot separate our head from our bodies, and we have to make sure that we don't cut. Right? Every detail, we think, oh, it's such a little detail, nuchos karbanos, chatas ov olasov, every detail has messages for us. Okay, we continue, says the Mishnah. Last Mishnah here in this parak. Mekabelas isha, miyad bina umiyad bala, umechsei rasa lamayim. A husband and a son come home from shul, and they come and they can give the dalaminim back to the to his wife to put it back in the water, right? Because you know we don't want it to get wilted, so he keeps his dalaminim, his lulav, and his hadas and aravos in moisture. So she could take them and put it back into the water bi Shabbos. On Shabbos she could do that. She could do that on Shabbos. What's the havamina? Otherwise, we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'Shabbos machzirin. On Shabbos, you're only allowed to put back into it. What do you mean on Shabbos? Obviously talking about Bizman HaMikdash. Right, because now Bizman HaZel, we have at the beginning of the next parak, there is no lulav on Shabbos. So b'Shabbos machzirin, b'Shabbos you could put it back into liquid. B'Yantif mosifin, on Yantif you could even do more. You could add water. U'b'moin on chalamoin achlif, you could even change the water. What's the issue in the Mishnah? We know there's an iser to oraisa on Shabbos called zoreya, of planting, of watering plants. There's an iser to rabbanon on Shabbos called nir'e kizoreya. Right, it appears like planting. I'm not allowed to put flowers into a vase on Shabbos. Right, if it's because it's nirek kizoreya. If it's already in, we paskin flowers are not muksa when they're in the vase. But to take flowers and put them in a vase on Shabbos is an iser dirabanan. Right, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Shin Lamed Vav in Hilchas Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to put vegetables in water if they're going to grow things on Shabbos. Sometimes potatoes or beans. So a bean plant. That's tolda zoreya. That's the actual plant. But then the Ramah says, umutter. Now it's a question I had on this Ramah. Let's read it. Umutter lahamid anfei ilonos b'mayim b'shabes. You're allowed to put branches of trees, flowers on Shabbos and water. Ubilvad shelo yiu b'am prachim v'shoshanim. Sheim niftachim milachluches hamayim. As long as they don't have blossoms that open up. And then the Ramah ends off, v'ayin lekaman simin tafresh nun dalad. What does that mean? What does the Ramah mean by Ayin Lekaman? Because if you look Lekaman, the Ramah quotes our Gemara. So if you look in the Achronim here, you know what the Ramah is doing? The Ramah is limiting this Hilchas Shabbos. Read it in light of what I wrote in Hilchas Sukkah. Meaning in Hilchas Sukkah, it only says you're allowed to be machzir, not to put in the first place. So that's what the Ramah means. Explain the Chaya Adam and the Tosefa Shabbos. The Ramah is limiting himself in Hilchas Shabbos in light of what he says in Hilchas Sukkah. You're only allowed to be machzir. Others say, maybe don't take it so literally, but that's what we're machmer for. We don't put items in water on Shabbos, l'chatchila, but on Yontif, we can. On Yontif, on Shabbos, we can be machzir. On Yontif, you can even be Moses. Says the Gemara, no, I'm sorry, last line of the Mishnah, katan, hayodeh l'anei chayeb lulav. And a katan that knows how to shake a lulav, then he's chayeb midrabanan in lulav. Gemara, pshita, so it's obvious, why can't you give it to your wife when you come home from shul? An unbelievable havamina. You might say that because a woman is pater from dal and minim, so it's muksa for her. It's muksa. There's an idea of subjective muksa. Muksa for one person and not muksa for somebody else. So you might think she's not obligated, so it's not muksa. Kamash malan. What's the kamash malan? Is the kamash malan, even though she's totally mufka, but because you could do it, it's not muksa? Or do we say, well, because she could do it if she wants to? So that's why she's not totally mufka. She can even make a bracha on it. Not clear what the kamash malan means, but it definitely means at least that it's not muksa. Period. Katan idel ananeya tan rabbanon. Here's the price that we've quoted before. A tosefta to take home with us. Katan idel ananeya chayv lulav. A katan that knows how to be mananeya chayv lulav. We've noted the na'anuim play a central role. Says the nitziv on this gemara. What if midab minafik be? We just said that earlier on the daf. Why can't you just pick it up? Says the Netziv, there's no chiyuv in a mitzvah until the child knows how to do it bishleimusa. Even if he can do a little bit of it, if he can't do it in the best way, there's no chiyuv of chinuch on it. And that's why, says the you're right, yes, you're Yosef without the Nanuim. But the Rami Sada, right here, the Netziv says, if he's not, can't do everything, then he's not chayv. Once he knows how to put on tzitzis, right, at a very young age, lishmar tefillin, when he knows how to guard his tefillin, keep a clean body, a clean mind, aviv lokeach lo tefillin, his father buys him a pair of tefillin. Yodeya ledaber, when he knows how to speak, aviv lomdo Torah v'kriyashma. His father teaches him Torah and Kriyashma. Torah Mayhi, Amar Rav Amnuna, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marasha Kihilas Yaakov, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. That's the Pasuk. That's Torah. That's what he teaches him. Right? One could even say it's not just that Pasuk, but it's the message of that Pasuk. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, Al Tikri Mo Rasha Elam Mo Rasa, every Jew has a marriage to the Torah. That's what we have to instill in our children, the marriage that every Jew has to Torah. That's the message of Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. There's a very important Shulchan Aruch Harav. There's a take-home Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The first halach in Hilchas Talmud Torah. He says, even though, it's obvious, but he formulates it, even though a father has a chiyuv d'rabbanan to be mechanech his son in all mitzvos, he has a chiyuv d'oraisa to teach him Torah, even when he's a katan. So it's before, it's obvious, but he just explicates it. Alva Talmud Torah, mitzvah zaseh min haTorah. Allah Avol Aminis Beno Akatan Torah Avol Bisha Akatan Eino Chayiv. Every father has maybe a mother too. That's what we discussed at the end of Yuma. Is there a mitzvah of chinuch on the mother? But every father has a mitzvah derabana to be mechanic l'shrayal in all mitzvahs. But one is a mitzvah daraisa, and that's Talmud Torah right here. Right, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe to be mechanic him in Talmud Torah. Good. Kriya Shema Mayhi Pasuk Rishon. Kriya Shema. What does he have to teach him? First pasuk, that's a start. This also relates to the sugya. What's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Relates to what we just said from the Nesiv. Maseches Brachos, four-way machlokas Rishonim. What is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? This guy sounds like the Ramban. The Ramban, one pasuk. Right, that's the Ramban here in the Melchamas. First pasuk is the mitzvah d'oraisa. So the other Rishonim have to work out exactly what the mitzvah is. Right, first parsha, second parsha. The Rambam Shita that all three parashiyos are daraisa. That's why Lishitaso, Reb Chaim points out that the Rambam does not have a separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's part of Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Right, it's a Pesach Sugya. Right, Shloshim Yom Avnei Achad. We could already start. Sipur the Rambam counts, but Zechiri does not count. So it's Mefurish that it's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Later, Hayodei Lishmar Gufo. When a child knows how to guard his body from becoming tamei, ochlan agufo taras, then you're allowed to eat taras that touches his body, because you can assume that he didn't become tamei. If he's on an even higher level, lishmor as yadav, right, his hands, which are a tumah derabanan, because we say yadayim askani yosem, he might have had a hesach adas. Once a child is old enough to keep his hands tahar, ochlan al yadav taras, then he could even eat taras based on even if he touched it. Hayodea li sha'el, once he's old enough to answer whether he touched something or not, Yodeli Shael, so that gets us into the regular rules and regulations of Tumah. We know there are rules, Safik Tumah versus Amim versus Yachid, but that only applies by somebody who is Yodeli Shael. Xeris HaKasif, learned that from Sota. He has to be able to answer the question. So once he's there, then we have the regular rules. Bershus HaYachid, Sveiko Tameh, Bershus HaRabim, Sveiko Tahar. Good. Hayodea lifros kapav. If a child knows how to duchin, how to do eat nesias kapayim, so then chokin lo truma beveis agranos. Then you can give him truma in the granary. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. What are we talking about here? Rashi says we're talking about a gadol. A gadol who knows how to be nosei kapav. Then we don't have to assume, it's not a bizayon to give him truma in the beis agranos. But if he doesn't know how to be nosei kapav, says Rashi, it's a bizayon. We're not going to know. Maybe he's 14 years old, but we don't know. But Rashi says a katan can't duchen. A katan can't do nesias kapayim. So that's why the whole sugi is about a gadol, Rashi says. Tosfos says every other line in the Brice is about a katan. Why would you think this is about a gadol? The source elsewhere that says a katan can't duchen, that only means by himself. But with other kohanim gedolim, he's a lad of duchen. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos, that a child, a katan, is allowed to do nesias kapayim as long as there are others there. Katan shlohei vishtei sairis eino nosias kapav bifnei atzmo klal. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Ches. Aval im kohanim shehem gedolim nosei. But katan ketanim that are kohanim with their gom, he can. Biragola, lepirish at Tosfos. That's what Tosfos hold. Lil modal is chanech. That's what we hold. Again, some places have a minhag not to, but either way, that's the that's Tosfos right here, that he's allowed to duchen with other gedolim. Vayter hayodea lishchot ochle mishritaso. Once somebody knows how to shecht, then Rashi says, as long as he knows how to do the act, even though he's not a baki in hilcha shechita, Rashi says yodea lishchot here means the act of shechita. Then you can eat from his shechita. Amar Rav Huna v'usha gadol minagabav, as long as you have a gadol watching him and making sure that he did everything properly. Tosfos says that it sounds like from here that if he doesn't know, that even gadol olam minagabav is not going to work. That's the mashmos. Yochol yet lechol kazayis dogon. Once a child knows how to eat a kazayis, is able to eat a kazayis of dogon. Maybe this is why Rashi says it has to do with the maisa, because here we're talking about physical actions. If he knows how to eat a kazayis of wheat, marchikin mitzawaso mimeme raglav arba'amos, then his waist has the status of waste, and you have to go away for amos from it. Amar Rav Chisda, v'ushiyach halachol b'chdei achilas pras. As long as he can eat within achilas pras, within the time period, that's called a maisa achila. Amar Rav Chiya b'reidu Rav Yeba, u'begadol avishinu yachol lechol b'chdei achilas pras. By a gadol, if he's old enough, even if he eats less, right? So it still has the status of waste. Tichsev Yosef Daas Yosef Machov. Somebody says more Daas has more Machov, meaning it's more. Rashi quotes Masriach that it has the status of waste. Yochel Lechol Kezayis Tzli. Once he knows how to eat, he's able to eat a Kezayis of roasted meat. Shochlin Alav as a Peslach. Then he can be included in Karban Peslach. Shneamar Ish Lefiachlo. Right. Also in Yonah Deyoma. Right. Shloshim Yom. The Rambam Paskins. Right. Beferish that you're allowed to include a katan in the minyan. In the right, if you have the designation of a Karban Pesach, Tanim can be included in that as long as they can eat a Kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ache Yochol Levar Achila. Now, he also has to be old enough to be able to know the difference between something that you eat and something that you don't eat. Ketzad, no stinlo, sor vizarko, egos venolo. He'll take a rock and he'll throw it down, and he'll take a nut and he'll eat it. He has to know exactly what is appropriate to eat and what is not appropriate to eat. Remember, Kedechilos Pras, the Minchas Chinuch's big discussion, is that subjective or objective? Does it go by the person? Does it go by the food? In the Shas, we don't have a specific amount. So that is the Minchas Chinuch discussion that we mentioned in the past. Okay, Adrolach Luva Gazla, now we have the Mishnah. Lulav HaRava. So let's at least start. Lulav Arava Shisha Veshiva. Lulav and Arava sometimes is 6 days and sometimes is 7 days. The Gemara will talk about each of these. So now we're just getting our feet wet. Hallel. Hallel Vasim Chashmona. Hallel, full Hallel, meaning the real din of Hallel. And Simcha, meaning the carbon shlamim, 8 days. Rashi here quotes Hallel is Tiknu Nevi'im Rishonim. Rashi taking a stand on that machlokas, whether Hallel is Daraisa Darabanan. The Rambam holds it's Daraisa, like Rashi, and the Ramban defends the Bahag that says it's the Araisa. Sukkah v'nisa chamayim shiva. Sukkah, sitting in a sukkah, and nisa chamayim. Right, the special mitzvah of nisa chamayim on sukkahs, 7 days. Ha-chalil chamisha v'shisha, the chalil, the special flute that was played in the Simchas Beis HaShaweva, either 5 or 6 days. Fine. Lulav shiva ketzad. So, one by one. How do you have lulav for all 7 days? Ketzad, yantav arishon shachag shalais v'shabbos. If the first day of yantav falls out on Shabbos, lulav shiva. Then lulav is 7 days, even in the mikdash. The Gemara will talk about why. V'shar kalayamim shisha. If there's Shabbos on any other day, then that day lulav is not docha Shabbos. Lulav is only docha Shabbos on day one, not on any other day. So then it would only be a mitzvah of 6 days. Arava shiva ketzad. What about arava, the special mitzvah that they were makiv the mizbeach with an arava on Hoshana Rabbah, on the last day of Sukkot? So the same thing, but on the seventh day. Yom hashvi'i shel arava shechol yes b'shabbos. If day seven, if Hoshana Rabbah, which it cannot fall out according to our calendar. But if Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, arava shiva, then in the base of Migdash you had that arava all 7 days. V'shar kalayamim shisha. Mitzvah lulav ketzad. What's the mitzvah of lulav? What's the mitzvah? So yantif arishon shel chag shechal yas b'shabbes. The first day fall down on Shabbos. Molichin is olvein laharabayis. Beforehand, they used to bring their lulavs to harabayis. V'achazon imekav lemehen. And the gabbais there took them. V'sojon osan agabei yitzdava. And they used to put them down on the benches on harabayis. V'azakeinim menichin osan shalahen b'lishka. The elders who didn't want to have too much, craziness the next morning had a special room to put it in on the side. And the Gabayim taught everyone to say that the next morning, if you didn't get your own lulav, so, be makne it, be mevater, and it'll be someone else's. The Rishonim get into Brera here a little bit. How does it work? And the next morning, everybody used to come, and the Chazanim used to throw them, or at least pass to them. The Hein Mechatfin used to grab them, and it was a big balagan. And you can imagine. Hundreds of thousands of Jews. You think Oshanis is bad in your shul. Forget this. And when he saw that was going to Sakana, they said, not a good idea. You could come to shul, but do it until you live in your house. Right? When in this type of case, it's too hard to leave them there because you don't want to carry them from before Shabbos. Do it in your house. Maybe tomorrow we'll start off with the thought of which Takana came first. This one, or the Chumas Hadeshet running up the ramp and that being Sakana. Right? Two Sakana. And if you already had one, why didn't they do the other one at the same time? So, maybe we'll start with that on tomorrow's daf as we get into Gzeirah D'Rabbah and other issues that come up here in the fourth parak.